NBC News Radio, I'm Dina Kodiak. Former Kansas City Senator and Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole is dead at the age of 98. After losing the presidential election to President Bill Clinton in 1996, Dole says his political endeavors will not stop.
So I leave you all tonight with a full heart and a fervent prayer that we'll meet again.
A family statement said he passed away early this morning in his sleep. He had been in declining health for a number of years, including battling stage 4 lung cancer. Dole resigned his position in the U.S. Senate back in 1996 to run for president. At the Republican National Convention in 1996, Dole declared his candidacy for president.
Tonight I stand before you, tested by adversity, made sensitive by hardship, a fighter by principle, and the most optimistic man in America.
Police say they're looking to charge the person who helped hide the parents of the alleged Michigan school shooter. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard said the department believes the parents were helped in getting into the art studio where they were ultimately arrested. He said prosecutors could charge the individual who allegedly assisted them with aiding and abetting or obstruction of justice. A new report says former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is being accused of sexual misconduct. Jim Forbes has more.
Cuomo was fired by CNN Saturday because of the role he played in helping his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, fight sexual harassment claims. The New York Times says earlier this week, a prominent employment lawyer informed CNN of a client with an allegation of sexual misconduct against Chris Cuomo. The lawyer, Deborah Katz, said Saturday that the allegation against the news anchor is, quote, unrelated to the Governor Cuomo matter.
The launch of a United Launch Alliance rocket is being rescheduled due to a fuel leak. The Atlas IV rocket liftoff from Cape Canaveral is now scheduled for 4:04 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. The mission involves lasers for data communications between NASA and the International Space Station. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.